CD 3.
The Kriapi knew that they had recognisably evolved from the mildly intelligent salamanders about 4 million years before, to judge from the desiccated aluminium polysilicate remains on their planet around 70 of Phaiacus A. They knew of no race older. They were long-lived. They had travelled up the tentacle. Kriapi mythology saw the galaxy as a giant Kriap with a glittering carcass of stars, to the sparse stars at the rim. They had sailed down the tentacle to the cathedral of stars at the hub. The stars were barren. There were one or two freak accidents. But generally, life was still merely some slightly more complex chemical changes. Only in the bubble of stars behind them did worlds teem. Impetuous races would have reached a definite conclusion hastily, maybe in 200 or 300 years. The Kriap minds, of which each individual had 3, did not jump so readily to conclusions. "And what conclusions did they reach?" asked Dom.
"The Kriapi are powerful and slow and thorough. They have as yet reached no conclusion. They are seeking the meaning of life. Why should they hurry?"
"Chell, isn't the theory that the Jokers seeded our stars before they moved away? Come on, you know it is." Fnob nodded slowly.
"That is certainly the hypothesis that the Joker Institute appears to work on."
Dom bit his lip and opened his mouth to speak. Hershugan raised a hand.
"You are about to ask why. Boy, remember that of 52 races in the life stars, you, an Earthman, a Widdershine, true a Widdershine of Earth stock, can only vaguely understand the mental workings of perhaps 3 or 4 races. Why should we hope to understand the Jokers?"
"But the Institute did understand Joker Cureform C. It was one of their languages."
"Yes, but a written language is merely a machine to convey information, and once we had the key it was remarkably easy to translate."
"How was it broken?"
"They used a poet and a mad computer."
Hershugan picked up the cube of pink silica that had been his present to Dom, thumbed the reference face and set it to project. The words of the Joker Testament hung in the air glowing.
"You who stand before us, we have held the stars in the hollow of our hands, and the stars burn. Pray be careful now as to how you handle them. We have gone to wait on our new world. There is but one. It lies at the dark side of the sun."
"Pretty derivative stuff," said Isaac. "That last couplet is really a singlet."
"I must admit it is better in Fnobic," said Hershugan. "As for the rest, well, you must know most of it. On a purely practical level, hotheads have searched every sizable body in the bubble, and many out of it."
"Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty," said Isaac. "You'd have had to include suns, of course, and the deeps themselves, although it sounds more likely that the Jokers originated on-planet somewhere."
"The popular belief is that Joker's world is laden with wonders beyond belief," said Hershugan.
"Sitting in here, it's hard to get some idea of the deeps, but they must be big enough to hide a world in. The Jokers might have had a world with no sun," said Dom.
"It's just conceivable," agreed Hershugan politely.
"It's been thought of, huh?"
"About once every 5 years."
"How about it being invisible?" said Isaac. Dom laughed.
"Maybe," said Hershugan. "You'd heard of ghost stars, Dom?"
"Uh-huh. So dense that not even gravity escapes from them."
"Now, this is just an idea to kick about. I'm just dropping it on the plate to see if anyone pours mayonnaise on it. But you could outfit an entire solar system with matrix engines and drop it into interspace," said Isaac.
Dom was about to laugh, but looked sidelong at Hershugan.
"That's the legend of the prodigal son," said Hershugan. "A low-temperature Kriapi story. Yes, you could do it in about 50 years' time at our present rate of technological expansion. The catalytic power would not have to be too great. But the practical application of the matrix equation makes it impossible."
He caught Dom's blank expression.
"You see, you do not need a great deal of power to drop even a large mass in and out of interspace.